Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. A hot summer day, Labor Day weekend. Another seasonal change soon to come. By next week, probably we'll have a cold wave to match our heat wave. And thus, even more concern about your health, because adaptation is everything. In other words, things change and your body has to keep up. This is why those of you who notice when things change, like seasons, like your job, like where you live, you're vulnerable. And that's about reserve energy. That reserve energy is always what you're playing your card game to build up enough reserve so that when things change and you know they're going to change, you've got some meat on the bone to weather the storm. Which brings us to the issue of health. And what I want to say about health today, what I want to give you in today's show, is an understanding of how, well, in the ideal of medicine, as I would term it, you would have a checklist of, in your day-to-day experience, what you could depend upon to determine whether you're moving your health in the right direction. Now, you kind of understand, because we kind of do this. I mean, formally speaking, every 6 months or so, every year or so, you get your physical exam, and they give you lots of blood work and lots of tests, and you read them, and you don't know what they mean, and you hope the doctor says you're fine, and you don't really believe that you're fine, but that's the best they can do. And that, for most of us, is the way it works. Well, I've got a better solution. And that's why you have to listen to today's show. My solution is to give you, in the next 60 minutes, a real grassroots, meaning something you can use in everyday experience to determine just how well, how efficiently, how successfully you're processing through your healing. Meaning, you're into health. I mean, that's why you listen to a show like this. That's why you scan the radio stations to listen to different commentaries on health and what you have to do about it, which supplements to buy. You're into it. But if you sit down over the year and ask yourself, how do I really know if I'm moving in the right direction? Well, that's where it gets a little complicated. So today's show, the thresholds of health. What are the vital signs that you are healing? And then it's just a matter of how fast you want to move your ball. Health is a ball. How fast do you want to proceed? But the key is, and what I think holistic, alternative medicine, whatever you want to call it, has not provided, really, is a real good way to measure gain. Now, of course, we've tried. And we tell you, well, based on your pulse and your tongue and these different machines we make, blood markers, so on and so forth, microscopy, iridology, kinesiology, tongue reading, muscle testing. We tell you in holistic medicine that, yeah, we've got ways of telling you how good you're doing. I don't want to knock them, but I think I've got a much better way for you. I think I've got, well, what it comes down to is, what are the signs? What are the experiences that you're having that tell you things are moving in the right direction? I'll give you one classic example, sleep. Let's start with sleep. You're going to have to wrap your head around this. If you're sick, if you have chronic symptomology, if you have disease processes, if you're healthy but you want to get healthier, over 6 months' time, one question you ask yourself is the quality of your sleep improving? Now, I'm going to break that down into a bunch of subsets. And I actually did. If you're on the website, which you should be, straighttalk.cc, not .com, that's .cc. Or if you can't get on it when you get home, listen to the show again off the website. This is show 328. Unbelievable. That's over five years of shows. I don't think I've missed a live broadcast in 5 years. I love doing this. Once a week, it's like church. It's like religion. It feels great to stay in the guts of healing and disease and all these different phases of it, and then to have the wonderful opportunity to get to the radio once a week and give you a better understanding of how to surf it. If you're sick, if you're symptomatic, chronically ill, you know what I'm talking about. Time, money, energy, spinning in circles, and you don't really know how you're doing because you're in the thick of it. We don't really have great testing in what we call, I think, in medicine in general. Yeah, you get your physical, they do the scans and the pictures, and they give you your blood work, and based on that, they tell you you're good or you're okay or where you need to work. We don't do well with this. By and large, preventative medicine is not a refined science. And we may never refine it, because so much of it is art. Whether you're going to a medical doctor or whoever you're seeing, we're dealing with an art form. So we need a language. The thresholds of health. What are the vital signs that you are healing? Take sleep. Go to page 20. Picture 20. Go to image 20. You know, you have this understanding that if you get your 5 hours, you're good. This is not so hot. This is something we need to reconsider. You're getting your sleep when you hit the sack at night, close your eyes, don't know where you are, where you've been, and all of a sudden, it's a lot of hours later. It's 6, 7, 8, 9 hours later, and you bounce out of bed because you just can't stay in bed because you're filled with sleep. Now, that's the sleep that heals. And admittedly, a lot of people aren't there. Admittedly, when you're sick, you're not getting that kind of sleep. Here's my point. Sleep, the quality of sleep, the improvement in the quality of sleep over 6 months or a year tells you how well you're doing. Throw that in to the checklist. Now, when this show is over, we're going to have about 20, 25 of these things. Collectively, if you look at them and ask yourself, where do I rate along these lines? Well, you've got something you can measure on your own experience, in your experience of health. And if you're more on the side of them, and if in a year you get more of what I'm going to get through today, rest assured you're doing better, much better. Now, that's a functional approach, right? That's a functional approach to health. Getting blood work is not a functional approach to health. Even having your eyes read or your pulse or getting muscle tested, that's not really a functional approach. Who's going to argue the advantage of saying, in January, I didn't sleep well. I was up 3 or 4 times a night. And by June, 6 months later, I slept straight through the night. Who is going to argue the benefit of that, regardless of what your health concern is? Now, come up with about 25, 30, 40 of those things. That's what today's show is. So I want to make sure you get the framework or the vantage point here. This is what you can use in the middle of the fight. This is not some theoretical notion that may or may not be on the money. This is your knockout punch. So let's start with it. Let's start with sleep. Sick people don't sleep. Chronically ill people don't sleep. Even people who don't think they're sick don't sleep. So you go to sleep and you can't fall asleep. So you fall asleep immediately, and then 3 hours later, you're up. You're up to urinate. You're up because you're counting sheep, because you have anxiety, because you're concerned and worried about something. There's too much noise. Your partner snores. You have apnea, so you wake up. There's not enough oxygen in the room. I've done shows on sleep. There's books on sleep. All of this is not my point. The point is one measurement you're going to use over the next 6 months to determine the efficacy of your healing is if you improve your sleep. Here's the bottom line. This picture really talks about it. It talks about going into stage three of sleep. You know, stage one is that light stage where you're kind of asleep but not asleep, where you could be awakened. Stage two is when you're starting to drop into it. Stage three is when you're really out. And stage four is when you're in delta wave. I mean, you're in comatose. You need a lot of stage three and a lot of stage four. And then a couple of hours of when the REM starts, where you're dreaming, where in a sense you're awake, but you're not awake. And hours of that. Collectively, 6, 7, 8 straight hours of that. The lighter sleep with the deep sleep, with the very deep sleep, then with the REM sleep where you're dreaming. And your eyes open, and you just pop up out of bed. Now, even if you're sick, you can improve your sleep. And sleep does so many thousands of things in the body that that's where you want to put your time, your money, and your energy. Yeah, go spend $1,000, $1,500 on chelation therapy to pull metals out of your body that aren't even coming out of the cell, as opposed to getting a good mattress. There's an example of how you mess up. You mess up because you don't understand how to look at your healing. So, the thresholds of health. Getting sleep is one threshold of health. What are the vital signs that you are healing? That you've improved your sleep. Put your time, your money, and your energy there. Now let's keep going. I gave you the setup for the show. Now we're going to move. All right, so sleep. Breath. Breath and chi. I'm going to talk about breath and prana. And those of you that listen to me talk about this, until you experience what I'm talking about, which not enough of you do, I'm going to keep talking about it. Picture one there. I put a Shaolin monk. When he takes a breath, when that Shaolin monk, picture one, takes a breath, he feels a warm flush of endorphin-like energy. It feels like water moving through your body. That delights him. It elates him. When he stretches his wrist, his shoulder, his neck, his jaw, his Achilles tendon, his rectus femoris, his groin, when he does all the stretches in all the kingdoms and all the worlds, each place he stretches into, he feels a warm perfusion of what you might mistake as blood, but which in fact is electrical energy. Prana or chi, not words to simply be discussed at the Earth Cafe on Saturday afternoon. No, really. The question to you, right? Remember sleep? Now we're on the other issue, breath. When you take a breath, do you move chi? When I take a breath, I do. If I take a breath, I feel a warmth disseminate through my body from the center of my brain down to my feet, through my spine, into every single compartment of my body. And the day that stops...